Good evening, and welcome to the seventh edition of Bite Me, the IOG's radio show. Tonight, we're going to have a little bit of different format because we're a little short-staffed around here, around the world headquarters tonight. So, in honor of the two members that didn't show up tonight, Binary and Prima Psycom, for our opening introduction here, we're going to switch the mic over to Mr. Dennis Leary.
Sorry, officer, I didn't see him. I was too busy smoking. I love to smoke. I love to smoke, and I love to eat red meat. I love to eat raw fucking red meat. Nothing I like better than to suck it down a hot steaming cheeseburger and a butt at the same time. I love to smoke. I love to eat red meat, and only eat red meat that comes from cows who smoke, okay? Special cows they grow in Virginia with voice boxes in their neck. I tried eating vegetarian. I feel like a wimp going into a restaurant. What do you want to eat, sir? Broccoli? Broccoli's a side dish, folks. Always was, always will be, okay? When they ask me what I want, I say, what do you think I want? This is America. I want a bowl of raw red meat right now. Forget about that. Bring me a live cow over to the table. I'll carve off what I want and ride the rest home. I'm going to open my own place. Open my own restaurant and get away from you people. I'm going to open my own restaurant with two smoking sections, ultra and regular, okay? And we're not going to have any tables or any chairs or any napkins, none of that pussy shit, just a big wide open black space, and all we're going to serve is raw meat right on the bone. And only men are going to eat there, naked men, sitting around a big giant campfire. And no men's room either, you have to piss, you mark your territory like a wolf. And if some guy has a heart attack from eating too much meat, fuck him, we throw him in the fire. More meat for the other meat eaters, yeah! Because you got to have goals. Because everybody in this room knows everybody who's quitting me. You don't have that friend who's quitting me. You know what I mean? The guy's quitting me. I quit smoking, I quit drugs, I quit drinking, I quit meat now. I get up in the morning with a nice big bowl of oat bran. I go to the bathroom for 3.5 hours. I have another bowl of oat bran. I go back in the bathroom for 6 more hours. All I do is eat and shit. I'm going to live forever. My colon is the strongest muscle in my body right now. I could pass Elvis through my colon right now. And all these cereals they have, Cracklin' Oat Bran and Horkin' Fiber Chunks, you know. Cereal used to come with free prizes, now it comes with a free roll of toilet paper in their box. Guys get up on Sunday morning, forget about the New York Times, I'm gonna need the Bible, I got a big one brewing here. Dad, there's a phone call, I'm on Genesis, goddammit. You tell them to call back after the creation. People checking their own feces for fiber, you have too much free fucking time on your hands, okay? Red meat, white meat, blue meat, meat, oh fucking Rama, you will eat it. Because not eating meat is a decision. Eating meat is an instinct. Yeah, and I know what it's about. I don't want to eat the meat because I love the animals. I love the animals. Hey, I love the animals too. I love my dog. He's so cute. My fluffy little dog. He's so cute. There's the problem. We only want to save the cute animals, don't we?
Yeah.
Why don't we just have animal auditions, line them up one by one, and interview them individually. What are you? I'm an otter. And what do? I swim around my back and do cute little human things with my hands. You're free to go. And what are you? I'm a cow. Get in a fucking truck, okay, pal? But I'm an animal. You're a baseball glove. Get on that truck. I'm an animal. I have rights here. Here's your fucking cousin. Get on the truck, pal. We kill the cows to make jackets out of them, and then we kill each other for the jackets we made out of the cow.
Okay, that was a little tribute to Mr. Thomas Icon and Binary. For those of you out there who listen to us regularly, you know Binary's our resident veg head, as we like to call him. And Icon was supposed to bring over the meat tonight, but we ran a little bit short, and last thing I knew, friggin' Black Ice was out in the fucking pond chasing ducks, and I think Ferk was climbing up a tree fucking trying to snare a squirrel. As for me myself, I think I was trying to run over a fucking cow next door, but that's another story. But on to bigger and better things tonight. As many of you know, last week we spoke that we'd be releasing the Technical Journal 4 tonight, and yes, we will be releasing it tonight. It'll be up on the webpage after the show. Tonight's the Tech Journal tonight is the IRG's Poor Man's Phone Tap, a little project that we've been working on for a while, and we thought you might enjoy it. For those of you who read it and want to actually build it for yourself, if you're so inclined, I didn't include part numbers in the actual text file because I thought that if you're going to be a hacker, why should I go out and do all the fucking work for you? You should be smart enough to fucking pick up a catalog and actually look up the fucking part number yourself. If you're too fucking stupid to actually look up a part number, then you have no reason trying to fucking build the project to start off with. So, for those of you who would like to know which catalogs I'm talking about the Mauser catalog. And if you're actually too stupid to use a search engine to actually go out and find Mouser's website, here you go. It's www.mouser.com. Now, I know for many of you that may be difficult, but, well, you know, that's how fucking life goes. The other catalog you want to pick up is the DigiKey catalog. And, gee, surprise, surprise, that's www.digikey.com. I know that one may have been a little bit difficult for some of you out there also. But enough for my ranting tonight. It's been a rough day. It's been a full moon. I'm a little bit short of fucking meat products around here, thanks, ICOM. And I think I'll turn the microphone over to Black Ice before I really start going off on a tangent.
Hoorah! Lock and load, baby! Well, got over here early. I was looking for a big, healthy meal, and of course, well, you know, somebody bailed. So retribution will be instantaneous, ICOM. You know what, sweetheart. Anyway, at the, let's see, IRG World Headquarters, we're checking the mail. We got it at the Dropbox. Sin Anarchy, it's been out for the last week or so. Just to give you a little heads up, he picked up a job down in Arizona. He's been working at an explosives factory. Wonder what longevity's going to be for him. I don't think it's going to be too long. But I don't know, if any of you worked at an explosives factory, you got a, probably a better idea about how they operate than I do. I have no clue, and right now, not interested. But anyway, we got a letter here from him, snail mail, and I'm just going to read it off. He wanted to just get something into the show. All right, starting off, since I'm unable to make it to this week's show, I thought at the very least I should send something in with a commentary. Greetings all. I'm sure you're all having a blast up there in Connecticut. I've been having a blast in Arizona this past week. The explosives factory I work at has been having layoffs left and right. Unfortunately, Helga in quality control is still with us, and it's only a matter of time before she does something screwed up and blows us all up. No offense, Helga, but you're dumb as a stump. Hopefully, I'll be able to make it back there in time for next week's show. With all the good weather and outdoor cooking going on, I know I'm missing out on the party. If someone could drop me a line and let me know how the show went, I'd appreciate it. I don't have access to email from here, but you can email me at saint_anarchy@irg.org, and I'll just read it when I get back. Also, did Tycom get the food for the barbecue? He really should consider becoming a vegetarian. If he forgets anything, he only needs to get on his hands and knees to have a meal. All that aside, good night all, and happy eating. Well, that's it from that letter. Anyway, on the PlayStation front, looks like if you do any searches on the internet, you're going to find a lot of PlayStation sites that are already offering mod chips for the PlayStation 2. You'll find some for the Dreamcast and this, that, and what have you. Right now, there is not a mod chip available to the public. Not happening. It's going to happen, but it's not happening right now. One thing that is circulating is a swap trick method. Now, one thing you got to understand, those of you that have a regular PlayStation, especially the old 1000 series, you'll remember the old, you know, swapping method. Right now, for the PlayStation 2, there is a swap method, and basically the way it works is you've got to access the CD drive from the bottom panel. That means removing the bottom part of the PlayStation 2. When you open it up and you look at the board, all right, you're going to see a black circled area. You're going to unscrew that. There's going to be some glue there, too. You want to pry that off. Underneath that is literally, it's a white, size of a CD, the magnetic locking disc. And you're going to need to remove that. And that's where you're going to be able to access the drive and everything. What you need to do is put your PlayStation 2 utility disc in there. All right? Put the locking disc back in. Start that puppy up. It's going to go from 1x to 4x in a matter of seconds. All right, in between, you need to swap that out. Now, one thing you got to keep in mind, this happens pretty fast. You're looking at about 10 seconds. If you don't have any technical expertise, leave it alone. All right, you're just going to be blowing $300, and it's a done deal. But all that aside, go ahead. If you want to try this out.
I think it's Anarchy calling in. Hang on 1 second.
Oh, hold on a second.
We got that.
Well, needless to say, if you want to give this shot, go right ahead. Just make sure that when you're doing it, you're very careful, because you're going to waste $300-$400 on this puppy if you play around with it. My other suggestion, just go ahead, wait for the mod chips to come out. Go ahead, have fun. But all that aside, I'm going to pass this off. I'm going to give this back to Mercenary. He's going to go ahead and talk to you for a second. Then we got FERC coming up. And if you guys got any questions, jump on the PFT BBS, the IRG board, accessible luna.irg.org, log in BBS. Don't worry about a password. Just hit enter. And we have a console section in there. And you can go ahead and there's a little post about the swap method and talk shop and have a good time. All that aside, mercenary.
Oh, okay, that was Sanarchy calling in, folks. He just wanted to say hello to everybody. Just caught Black Ice reading his letter there. A little bit cooled off now. Actually do have some meat products in us now. So we're just sitting back, relaxing with a beer, and I think I'm going to go finish my beer. And while I do that, I'm going to turn the microphone over to FERC.
Good evening. Welcome to another show of my pointless rantings. Today for you, I got an introduction to Palm Pilot programming. Now, I find this kind of fascinating, you know, Palm Pilot being the ever all-powerful, you know, portable operating system that it is, actually. First thing I'm going to tell you is I have an older Palm Pilot. It's a Palm 3. I upgraded the version of the Palm OS to version 3.3, and I got the default 2 megs of flash RAM on it. What I find intriguing about it is the Palm Pilot is a very versatile format for all your portable information needs. There's numerous programs available, making it a really good productivity tool, but as we all know, it's a very effective hacking tool as well. Some of the utilities you might be interested in are there's a TBL War Dialer brought to you by Kingpin of the former Loft. The URL for that is www.lopht.com. Obviously, replace the O with a zero. /kingpin/pilot.html. Another great program which I found is Palm Crack. It's based on the same principle as all brute force crackers, as John the Ripper or Crack, for example. Does the same thing, you know, lets you crack unique passwords. I just think it's an interesting thing. That's available at www.noncon.org/noncon/product_info.html. Yeah, it just seems like interesting to be maybe lying on the beach with your wireless IR modem cracking your latest password list. So anyway, the thing I'm going to talk about is what kind of programming potential this little puppy has here. You got LispMe. It's a pilot program which lets you use the high-level language, work out ideas, logarithms, you know, sitting wherever you got your Palm Pilot with your plane or, you know, by the beach or by the lake or whatever. Basically, I think the Palm Pilot is really good for pretty much any of your hacking needs. I mean, you got your, it's not a laptop, it's not huge, easily concealable, fits in your pocket. It's got a strong development environment. What the hell are you waiting for? I mean, you might as well just go get one right now. So, in order to start developing on the Palm Pilot, what do you need to know? Well, you need to know C. That's definitely something you need to do. Just, you know, as a quick little thing, all the programs for the Palm Pilot were originally written on the Macintosh version of Code Warrior. So if you're so inclined to, you can check out www.palmos.com/dev/started, and that's going to give you some basic starting information about the Palm Pilot, and it'll let you get the source for your existing default programs with the Palm OS, such as your Notepad and Memo and don't recall the phone one, all the stupid little utilities that comes with the Palm Pilot. Anyway, the C or assembly is probably the most flexible, most powerful method for programming the Pilot, so definitely go out there and learn C. Platforms you can work on the Macintosh with Code Warrior, but what I recommend is a nice dose of VI and a GNU C compiler on a nicely secured Linux box. So get yourself a copy of Linux, get GCC, start hacking away. Some more general information about the Palm Pilot can be gotten from 3Com's site at www.palmos.com/dev/. Technical information can also be gotten about the Palm OS, its different libraries, the API function calls, at developer.earthweb.com/directories/palm. Those of you who would like to get into Palm Pilot programming but do not have one, have no fear. There's a number of emulators out there. One which is very popular is Copilot. My favorite being Xcopilot, which is the Copilot version of the Palm OS emulator for the Linux operating system. It's freely available and lets you run all your favorite ROMs, your favorite Palm programs. They're available pretty much, get them on two cows, www.cucows.net, I believe. Also, you know, if you're so inclined to, just check out a search engine, search for Palm Pilot stuff. So, next week I'm going to be continuing the Palm Pilot stuff, where I'm going to be talking about the different hardware modifications, adding more RAM, changing the LCD display, all sorts of good stuff. So, you know, stay tuned for next week, and definitely check out the Palm Pilot. Turn you over to Mercenary once again. He's got some more info for you. Later.
Alright, there is a few other projects we're working on. Like I said, the Tech Journal will be on the website tonight. We'll be uploading it here after the show and after we get through updating the web pages. Fantasy will be released, expected to be released by this weekend. The next edition of the Tech Journal, as long as I can get through drawing the schematics, should be out next week. Probably if I can get it done, I'll probably release it the same night as the show. I've gotten some email in, questions on membership. Like I said, the application is up on my own webpage. You can find the link right off the IRG homepage. Download the app, send me the info. It does take me a while to get back to some people sometimes, but you know, I apologize for the delay, but you wouldn't believe the amount of email I get. I probably get about 600 pieces a day, and it does take a while to sort through everything. And it does take a while because we do let everyone here review the applications. So, like I said, if I haven't gotten back with you, I do apologize. But we will be trying to get back with you as soon as possible. Let's see. IRG members, special note. You should be receiving an email off our private mailing list shortly. We will be having the IRG annual spring fling over here at the headquarters on Memorial Day weekend. Let's see. Oh, we'd like to give a shout-out to Chaz, who's still stuck down there in Virginia. I know he's having a little fun down there with some of the federal buildings. Really don't want to get involved into what he's actually doing, but hey, Chaz, you have yourself a good time down there. Well, that's about it for tonight's show. Next week we will be continuing the series on the FBI show. That was originally printed in Fantasies 1 and 2. And that's about all I can really think of for tonight. So that's it for us. And you all have a good weekend. And next week, we will probably be running a longer show because it's our understanding our buddies down there at 2600 will be running their 3-hour show. So, of course, we don't want to miss out on that. So, you all have a good time, and we'll see you next week. And now, Black Ice, take me on out of here. Binary and Icon, this one is for you. Just imagine three crazy meat eaters coming over the hill with a pickup truck.